Thank you, Brother Van. Hallelujah. Are those eyes smiling today?
Yes.
Happy New Year. Everybody else has said it, so I might as well say it too. Amen. At the end of my message today, Mary Lou reminded me that last year I prayed for whoever wanted prayer and, asked God for a word for your life. And I want to do that again today. If you'd like prayer at the end, I hadn't really thought about it for today, having this prayer. But when she told me that, it just kind of went off in me. And that's usually what the Holy Ghost does, is he lights a fire in me. So we'll do that today. And you can start your year with maybe a fresh word from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we just rejoice that we're able to come and be a church and gather to worship you, Lord, to hear your word, to just refresh us each week, Lord, and we just want to praise your name today. The Psalms just lifted you up, and Lord, we want to lift you up as well. And thank you for all that you do, for healing our bodies, Lord God, for providing for us protection. Lord, you take care of us financially. Lord, I know that if the veil was pulled back, we could see lots of times where we were in danger or close to danger, and you just protected us. You made us late or made us early. We just rejoice and thank you, Lord, for your love. Sending your Son, save our soul. And we thank you for a brand new year. Lord, we give you praise and ask that these next few minutes just touch our spirits, touch our minds, Lord, and let us draw closer to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I'd like to begin this morning by sharing some encouraging quotes made in previous New Year's celebration. Alfred Lord Tennyson said this. He said, "Hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, and it's whispering, it will be happier."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We hope for a happier 2021. Amen.
Amen.
Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Every day is the best day in the year. Jane Austen said this, "It isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do." Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And one more quote, it says, "And in the end, it's not the years of your life that count, it's the life in your years." And that was by Abraham Lincoln.
Amen.
Cool. Amen.
Amen.
How about a few New Year's jokes to start 2021? Okay. "I was going to quit all my bad habits for the new year, but then I remembered that nobody likes a quitter." "This New Year's, I resolved to lead a better life. Now all I have to do is find someone who will trade lives with me." What does a jeweler do on December 31st? He rings in the new year. I didn't tell you they were good. I just gave them. I love when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I did all year. I want to look at a couple scriptures this morning. If you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, first we'll start with verse number 12 and go through verse number 17. And then we're going over to Philippians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12. Somebody holler when you're there.
Amen.
Amen. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then go over to Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to start with verse 12 there as well. Holler when you're there.
Amen.
I know Vivian's there, but some of you got the word that you're looking on. Starting in verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. What beautiful passages of Scripture. When we say Happy New Year to someone, what are we actually declaring? With those words, I believe we're hoping that this new year will be better than the year before. Amen?
Yeah.
We verbally give others a blessing that their problems are behind them and good things are in their future. Most every year, people stay up later than usual to see the old year go out and the new year come in. As a matter of fact, there are numerous ways that people welcome in the new year. Of course, you can stay up late and watch on TV how the ball drops at Times Square in New York City. Or if you were in Indiana, you could watch a watermelon drop. If you were in Arizona, you could watch a pine cone drop. A beach ball drop in Florida. A peach drop in Georgia. And I really like this one, a 1,000-pound piece of cheese dropped in Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. An optimist stays up till midnight to welcome the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Amen.
Amen.
We anticipate these rituals and hope that somehow this new year will bring a better, happier year. So I truly believe that it behooves us to take some time and evaluate the old year passing and the new year coming in. Amen?
Amen.
Ask yourself these questions. What do I want to see happen in 2021? What things need to change? in 2021. What can I do to make 2021 a better year? In our text, the Apostle Paul is telling us that if we are in Christ, then the old is gone and the new has come. Amen? So what is your attitude toward the new year? Are you looking at 2021 as an unbeliever with no hope, or as Christ's ambassador with all the resources of heaven available to you to enjoy an amazing year?
Glory.
Each and every year offers us a chance for a new beginning and offers us new hope. But how many of us really believe that, or put ourselves in a position to receive it from the Lord? Most people look forward to a new year for a fresh start, but then continue to carry on with the same old habits and hang-ups. We make resolutions like, I'm going to quit doing this, I'm going to start doing that, I will practice saying things differently. A wife came into the bathroom to see her husband on the scale with his stomach sucked in. She told him that sucking in his stomach would not really make it better. Oh, yes, it will, he said, because if I don't, I can't read the numbers on the scale. Believe it or not, most resolutions can't even be kept through the first month. A little boy asked his father what his New Year's resolution was. He said he was going to do everything possible in this new year to make his mother very happy. Little boy then asked his mother the same question. She said, I'm going to do everything possible to make sure your father keeps his resolution. Amen. Saints, if you don't believe anything will change in 2021, it probably won't. If you don't believe it's going to change, it probably won't.
That's right.
If you don't change, then nothing will change. If you don't do things something different, then you can't expect different results.
That's right.
But too many of us try to fix ourselves or attempt to fix our situations on our own. If that doesn't work, then we find someone to blame for our trouble. Brothers and sisters, we shouldn't need to be reminded that we must have God working in our lives so that the new year can be better, our new year can be different. 2021 will have a renewed purpose when we understand that without the Lord, 2021 will just be another year, another resolution, another goal, but it won't be a new life. I would suppose that most of us are looking for more joy in this life, but we may be looking in the wrong place.
That's right.
Looking for joy without the Lord is at best circumstantial. Are we looking for more peace? A lack of trouble doesn't necessarily ensure our peace. Peace comes only from God. Are we looking for fulfillment? But what happens in this coming year may not fulfill our expectations. Real joy and peace and fulfillment come only through receiving God's wisdom and strength and in knowing that God will guide us through this journey into His promises.
Thank
Amen.
God. Yes.
If 2021 is coming in without a determined attitude for change, without putting Jesus first in your life, then you will find little satisfaction.
Yes.
Because our hope for the future is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen.
Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. In our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first part of verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The key words in that passage are in Christ. In Christ. Paul does not say people who know of Christ.
That's right.
He says those who are in Christ. In Christ is an intimate, personal relationship with the risen Savior. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, you and I are offered the opportunity to be in Christ, becoming a new creation, possessing a new life.
Thank you, Lord.
The problem with so many is that they know of Christ, but they're not willing to be in Christ. If we just know of Christ, then we are living according to the flesh. If we live in Christ, then we are living according to the Spirit of God. Amen. All humanity was originally in Adam. But as Christians, we should now be living in Christ.
Hallelujah.
At the end of an old year, in the beginning of a new one, those who are in Christ must depart from old habits, old thoughts, old ways, leaving the past behind with the hope that God's redemptive power will change their lives.
Amen.
But too often, when we pray, we typically ask God to remove those things we know are harmful, yet instead of leaving them with God, we pick them up again. Even by the time we finish praying. So in this new year, leave unforgiveness behind. Leave bitterness behind. Leave worries behind.
Hallelujah.
Leave failures behind. All of these, along with other personal problems, become weights around our neck, hindering our growth, strangling life from us, and defeating our purpose in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you going to carry unforgiveness and bitterness into this new year, even knowing that unforgiveness and bitterness affects you more than it does anyone else? The one that suffers from unforgiveness is you. You were not meant to carry that load from year to year. All of the hurts that you've suffered by the hands of others must be placed in the Father's hands.
Amen.
How many of us are worriers? Certainly we feel like we have had plenty to worry about during this past year. Amen. Saints, worry is a sin. It's a sin. Plus, worry takes up time and energy and has no positive outcome. Remember, over 90% of what we worry about never happens. Never happens.
That's right.
So again, lay those worries down in 2021. Don't pick them up again. And what about failure? We've all had failures at one time or another during this past year. No one is immune to failure. I believe that we only fail when we choose to do nothing.
Yeah.
If we never try. Yes, there is always a risk when we attempt something new or different. We may look back at 2020 and feel that we have really failed to be different. Understand that if you are residing in Christ, you are not a failure.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No matter how many setbacks, Jesus will put you back on your feet and declare you a winner. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So saints, leave all those negatives back in 2020. Don't carry them into the bright new year of 2021. There are two things that you should consider as you enter into this new year. First, change those things in your life that need to be changed. Change those things in your life that need to be changed. then realize there are some things you cannot change except by the power of God. So change the things that you can change and trust God. And trust God with the others. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Many of us feel like we have been in a fight this year. Perhaps our struggles have left us beaten and downtrodden. Some trouble we brought on ourselves, while some difficulties were just unavoidable. But most of us will agree that 2020 was not exactly what we were hoping for. So, what do I need to do to ensure a more happy, peaceful, secure, content, optimistic new year? Our attitude will determine what kind of year we will experience. Remember that I said earlier, our hope is in God. Blessings in the new year will be manifest when you and I maintain a strong spiritual position and remain in Christ throughout 2021.
Thank you, Lord.
Allow me to give you some suggestions for remaining in Christ. Be sure that you are reconciled to God.
Amen.
Working to deepen your relationship with your Creator. A resolute connection with Him will keep you stable.
Yes, amen.
Dedicate time for worship and praise. When we honor God with our heart and with our lips, it lifts our spirits and it puts the devil to flight.
Amen.
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 Make your prayer life a priority so that you will know God's thoughts and plans for you, and you will gain clarity concerning where He is leading you. Praying should be consistent, maintaining that line of communication between you and your Heavenly Father. Refrain from doing things in your own strength, but rather lean upon the unlimited power and strength of the Lord. No matter what you need or the demand in your life, rely on God, folks, to help you through.
Amen.
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 Maintain Christian fellowship and friendship. God often uses others in our life for help and encouragement. Never forget that God is for you.
Yes.
He is a good God and desires the best for your life.
Amen.
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 And never forget that Satan is against you.
That's right.
You must be aware of his tactics. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. You are in a battle, so fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11 tells us, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Last week we had a wonderful sermon about those flaming darts, the flaming arrows.
Yes.
That Satan sends toward us. If you didn't hear Brother Glenn last week, you need to look at that on YouTube. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Another version of that passage says, "Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Approach every situation with the knowledge and understanding that God is with you. The Holy Spirit accompanies you wherever you go. You are not alone, folks. You are not alone. Last year was filled with much concern over this COVID virus, being separated from family and friends, feeling isolated, loss of jobs, finances, worrying about others, even sorrow over the loss of a loved one. And then there was concern about the election. Still going on.
Still.
Amen?
Amen?
We could go on and on with that list. But God's will for us is not worrying about everything, saturating your mind with negative thoughts. God's will is not having anxiety attacks, becoming so preoccupied that you cannot even grasp spiritual thoughts or have a devotion time with Him.
Amen.
Let me share one other thing. God is a God of second chances.
Amen.
Throughout the Bible, there are examples of God giving His people another chance. Think of Israel. Those folks made countless decisions and choices contrary to God's will. Yet the Father continued to offer them opportunities to change. What about Peter? He even denied knowing Jesus. But in the end, Peter became the leader of the first church. In Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." Verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Brothers and sisters, establish your priorities. God must be first. Every day, all year.
Amen.
I know that we want to see the miraculous taking place in 2021 for us, our family, our church, our country, and our world. Do you have the right attitude to see it happen? Is God first? Are you in Christ? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to direct your life? What if you lived every moment as though God was surrounding you? Oh, Jesus. What if you lived as though nothing could happen to you that God could not take care of?
Amen. Hallelujah.
What if you lived as though you already had one foot in heaven and that heavenly essence was reality all the time? What if you really lived as though your sins and failures were gone from the mind of Christ? What if you lived as though the power of the Holy Spirit was alive in you, and you were moving through this God-created world, experiencing His love and being blessed by His presence? What if you lived knowing that evil did not stand a chance?
Hallelujah.
And that God would soon obliterate it altogether. What if you lived as though every person was made in the likeness of God with a special purpose? What if you lived as though you were not meant to be alone, but in an important part of the family of God? What if you saw the glory of God everywhere and saw the image of God in every person? What if the very sight of a tree or a cloud inspired you to worship and you lived your life in deep gratitude and thanksgiving? How different would your life be? If we maintain our life in Christ through 2021, I believe we can experience a new awareness of God's glory, experience His power in miraculous ways, experience a greater sense of love, experience hope for our deepest needs, and experience a continual flow of joy and peace. God bless you all in 2021. God bless you all. God is good. All the time. Hallelujah. Let's say it. Y'all sing this with me. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Oh, Papa God, you're good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, there's something about that name.
Holy Lamb of God, worthy is you, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You have the blessing of God, you have the blessing of God, you have the blessing of God. Holy, 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 holy. Praise, glory, and honor in the Lord of Most High, Maker of heaven and earth, faithful and true, wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Holy is your name, O God. Holy is your name. Only you are worthy to open the seals, Lord God. Only you, for us, you should be a new sheet of the solution.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Jesus.
On the 6th, people are going to Washington to support President Trump, and I'm hearing that our illustrious Speaker of the House, Pelosi, wants to put before Congress. They're just coming up with all this ludicrous stuff, but like barring saying father, mother, brother, sister, you know, in connection with this gender thing. They're just keeping on with this wacky stuff, but you know, in the next few weeks, it's really important that we keep up our prayers. A lot going to be going on this next few weeks, so
Amen.
And keep believing that it's we're truly in a fight for evil against good. I mean, it's we all know that, so just keep praying and believing that it's going to stop.
Electrifying personality, I guess. I want to pray for you, if you want that. You don't have to, but if you'd like me to pray over you for the coming year, I'll be glad to. If you don't, you're welcome to leave, and that's no problem. But I do, those of you that will, I want to bless you. What is going on?
Got a virus in the microphone.
It's a power overload.
Yeah. So let's stand together and close with a little prayer. And those of you that like prayer, just line up in the middle aisle and leave some room for folks, you know. I'll put this hand sanitizer on my hands in between people, okay? Be as careful as I can. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't want me to lay hands on you, and don't come up here either. Pardon me?
Are you still coming over to pray for Pop?
Yes. I am. Father, we just appreciate you so much. And
yes,
Lord. Our nature is to look at the New Year's as a time to change. There's nothing magical about that. We can change at any time. But you do give us this time of year to reflect and think back and look ahead. And Lord, we want to become more like you.
Yes,
in this coming year.
Yes, Lord.
That's the bottom line.
Yes, God.
More like our Savior. Jesus, thank you for living this life of example for us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And then making the sacrifices to give us eternal life.
Yes,
to spend with you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I hope this year will work in us so much, or the changes we make to our attitudes, our habits, those things. I hope there'll be such a change that it will be a small step between heaven and earth.
Yes.
Thank you that we can become like you.
Yes.
What a privilege.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for this church.
Amen.
I love these people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, it's only a fraction of what you love.
Yes.
Or how you love them.
Thank you, Lord.
But I ask that you just bless them in this coming year.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless them, Lord.
Thank you.
We don't know what's ahead, but we can face it with you.
Amen.
By our side, in our hearts.
Yes, Father.
Walking with you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, continue to protect us.
Yes.
And turn our eyes towards you more and more every day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. I love you.
I love you.